صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد.
یہ ہے ساز آواز براڈ کاسٹنگ سروس 24/7 اور آپ سن رہے ہیں رمضان المبارک کی خصوصی نشریات. ہماری ریڈیو او ٹی وی کی نشریات لائیو 24 گھنٹے eawaz.com پر سنی اور دیکھی جا سکتی ہے, یا پھر ڈاؤن لوڈ کیجیے فری ای آواز آفیشیل ایپ اینڈرائڈ اور ایپل پر. آئیے اب سنتے ہیں رمضان المبارک کے حوالے سے ایک خاص پروگرام. یہ پروگرام اسلامک فاؤنڈیشن ٹورنٹو کے تعاون سے پیش کیا جا رہا ہے. آپ اس پروگرام کو ریڈیو کے علاوہ ای آواز ٹی وی اور فیس بک ای آواز پر لائیو دیکھ سکتے ہیں.
حق اللہ اللہ یا اللہ اللہ حق اللہ یا اللہ حق اللہ اللہ یا اللہ اللہ.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمدللہ والصلاۃ والسلام علی رسول اللہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین. My dear brothers and sisters, السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. My name is کامل عبداللہ. I used to be a frequent member of the Islamic Foundation community. Unfortunately, I had to move from Toronto about 10 years ago, or less than that. But previously, especially in the 2000s, I was actually a student of the Islamic Foundation of Toronto. And I benefited greatly from this masjid and the community there. And in fact, this Ramadan, I was actually thinking about all the memories that I had growing up in the Islamic Foundation community and the people that I grew up with, in this unfortunate circumstances. We are all at home, but alhamdulillah, there are some silver linings to this, that we have the opportunity to, you know, sit with our families and, you know, talk to some old family members and friends that we had in the past and reconnect with people. And alhamdulillah, I had the privilege of talking to some of my friends that I grew up with in the community, and it brought back very fond memories. And alhamdulillah, my Quran teacher, Qari Yunus Ingar, actually reached out to me and asked me if I could share a few words for this radio show, and it's my utmost privilege to be able to do so. So I want to thank the organizers and everybody who are giving me this opportunity. I just want to say a few words, not take too much of your time. I want to first, share some personal stories that I had growing up in the Islamic Foundation community, and share with you some of the immense benefits that I had. Just to begin, Even before I was exposed to the environment at the Islamic Foundation, going way back when I was a little kid, I was actually born in Makkah, Saudi Arabia. And that's where I grew up for the first 10 years of my life. And I had two older brothers who went to school. But growing up in Makkah, we didn't have facilities for a school, for an English school. And unfortunately, I couldn't go to any school while I was growing up, while my brothers were going to a boarding school. And this was getting really difficult for my family. And my parents, wanted to ensure that all their kids were having a good education and have a good future. Although our hearts were so attached to Makkah. In fact, we were living only about 2 kilometers from the Haram. But my father had to make the very difficult decision to perhaps seek another place to live, because it was getting pretty difficult for education living in Makkah. I'm talking about the 90s. So back then there were no good facilities for kids to go to an English school. The English schools were too far away, and it was just not realistic. So my father began, researching extensively, where to move so we could have a good future for the family. And this was very, very challenging, because imagine living so long in Makkah, out of all places, living so close to the Haram, spending every Ramadan in the Haram, pretty much praying all five salat in the haram during the month of Ramadan, and even out of Ramadan. I was a little child and I was, you know, attending Quran classes in the haram itself. So our hearts and our bodies were very closely attached to the haram. And it was very, very difficult, you know, to even think a life outside of Mecca. But my father, you know, he was researching extensively, and my brothers were researching, you know, where we could go that would provide us the opportunities to, you know, go to school and study. But at the same time, you know, at least have a little bit of a taste of, you know, being close to a masjid, having an Islamic environment growing up. So, you know, whenever people used to come for Umrah and Hajj from the West, from various places, my father would, you know, sit down with them and talk to them and see how the communities are and, you know, what stands out, what kind of opportunities there are for, you know, learning Islam, spreading Islam, having a good Islamic environment. And even though while we were in Mecca, one of the communities that we used to hear most constantly about was the Islamic Foundation community in Toronto. I know it's hard to believe, but it actually came up very often. While we were in Mecca, people who were coming for Umrah and Hajj from Canada and even from various parts of the US who had visited Toronto used to tell us about this community in Toronto. It's a very nice masjid, very involved, lots of classes for children, a very vibrant community, you know, just an overall uplifting environment. So my father was very attracted to this opportunity, that, you know, we applied for the immigration process, and we ended up moving to Toronto. And before even doing this, you know, it was, as I said, it was very challenging. We had to, you know, consult with the local imams to ask, you know, is this the right decision? Because we're leaving, you know, Mecca, we're leaving the place that all Muslims are, you know, dearly attached to, leaving a place like that and moving to a place where we at the time we didn't have any family or we didn't really know many people, and, you know, moving to a strange land. This was definitely a question that we had to ask many of our local scholars at the time. And the scholars at the time were telling us that there are two conditions where, you know, a move like this is acceptable. One is we have to live close to a masjid where we're constantly, you know, in the environment of Muslims. And the other thing is we have to be active in the work of da'wah. And we have to be active in spreading the message of Islam and being involved in the community. So alhamdulillah, we made this move and we lived in this community for over 10 years. And those 10 years were probably one of the best years of my life. Alhamdulillah, the Islamic Foundation of Toronto, I moved there when I was about 10 years old, but when I left Toronto, I was probably around 20, and in that, though, that age is very critical in the development of our young generation, the teenage years. And alhamdulillah, I was very, very lucky to have the people that I had, you know, who grew up with me and who took care of me at the Islamic Foundation of Toronto. And I definitely want to, you know, go share some stories and some interactions that I had. First and foremost, the most important person in my life while growing up in Toronto was none other than our dear Quran teacher, Qari Yunus Ingar, who is currently the one of the imams at the Islamic Foundation of Toronto, and he's the principal of the full-time Hifz school. You know, when you talk about Qari Yunus Ingar, when you talk to anybody, the first thing that they will tell you is that, mashallah, subhanallah, he's like a Quran factory. That any child who comes to him to learn the Quran, you know, they succeed so much in their learning of the Quran that very few people are capable of doing. He knows how to run a Hifz program. And I've been, you know, to many places, many other masajid, but the full-time Hifz program that I experienced at the Islamic Foundation of Toronto was in my opinion, second to none. Just the the environment that he built and the love of Quran that he was able to put in young children was just remarkable. Now, alhamdulillah, I was a student at the Islamic Foundation of Toronto full-time Hifz school, I believe from 2003 to 2005, and I graduated in 2005, alhamdulillah. And those two and a half, 3 years that I spent there, you know, were the most, were absolutely amazing. Just the environment that we had there under the leadership of Qari Yunus Ingar. At that time, we had Qari Yunus Ingar, Maulana Irfan, and Qari Zamir. And I, from my understanding, the school has grown a lot more since then, and there have been a huge increase in students. But at that time, we had about 50, 60 students, and the amount of huffaz that were coming out of the program was just remarkable. And the quality of the way they used to recite the Quran, and you know, in the future they would go out and lead the Taraweeh prayer during Ramadan, it was just remarkable how, you know, children living in a Western country in Canada were able to do so much, whereas what I was seeing in Saudi Arabia, children, you know, there were many children growing up who wouldn't even seek, you know, trying to learn the Quran and memorize Quran and reciting Quran with tajweed, whereas in the Islamic Foundation of Toronto in Canada, there were so many children whose hearts were attached to the Quran, and it was just a remarkable thing to see that I would not have imagined living in Saudi Arabia that a place in Canada would have something like this. So alhamdulillah, I always make du'a for the brothers and sisters who are instrumental in establishing this HIFS program for the students, for young children. And my family benefited greatly from this. But I also want to talk about, it was not only the Quranic studies that I received from the Islamic Foundation that helped me in my life, whereas in fact, there were so many other things that also helped me grow up to be who I am today, and many of these things you don't realize how and how many, you know, various dynamics a masjid can influence you until you sit down and you think about it and you realize, wow, you know, the masjid environment contributed to my life in so many various ways. For instance, even our teacher Qari Yunus Ingar always used to talk about how, you know, when we sit down and we recite Quran, our full focus, our concentration should be on whatever we're learning on our Quran. But at the same time, when we do something else, we should devote our full attention to whatever we're doing. For instance, during lunchtime or after Hifz school, we used to play basketball. So he used to encourage us to, you know, play basketball to the best of our abilities. You know, don't even think about what you're what you have to recite for Quran. Just give it your best. Whatever you do in life, give it your best. And this really resonated with me. As I mentioned with the example of basketball, the Islamic Foundation was fortunate to have a basketball gymnasium, you know, an indoor basketball court for children to play at. And this was very, very important for the youth, especially the friends that I grew up with. We used to come to the masjid to obviously to pray salah, but the masjid was more than just a place to pray salah. It was a place where we can all, you know, meet people and socialize and enjoy spending time with. And basketball was a very big part of this because when I was there, there used to be, you know, brothers in the community who would organize basketball for the youth on Friday nights, on the weekends, in the evenings, and even during lunchtime we had, you know, basketball tournaments and things of such. This really encouraged children to spend time in the masjid, first and foremost, in the house of Allah. Children were coming, even if children came just to play basketball, they would come in the evening, and then when it was time for salah, everybody, you know, would go make wudu and come to pray. And this is a beautiful thing because if this masjid did not have a basketball gymnasium, the kids would go elsewhere to play basketball. They would go to community centers or even I knew people who used to go to church to play basketball. And in places like that, when the salah time comes in, most of the time it would be very challenging to pray. But fortunately, the Islamic Foundation of Toronto had the facility where we could play sports in a very organized manner. The people who used to run it, I remember Brother Majid Ali, he used to do a phenomenal job encouraging professionalism and building character through sports. And by doing that, we were in a very good, clean environment, and which was very inclusive for everybody. You know, anybody was allowed to come and play basketball. And then after that, we were all, you know, as a group, we would pray Salah. And it was a very beautiful thing. And even after Salah, we used to have, you know, sometimes a halaqa where we would, discuss one of the topics that was, you know, relevant to us. We would leave better people just by attending a session like this. We would come in just to play basketball, but we would leave with the barakah of praying Salah in Jama'ah and you know, meeting with our Muslim brothers. And this would create a very beautiful environment for us. And alhamdulillah, I think nowadays we have many masajid who are building this model where the masjid is not only a place to pray, but we can do many other things. For instance, we can, you know, even have businesses that stem off the masjid. We can have various classes, not only halaqat in Islamic studies, but also, you know, something like a cooking class or something where people can come in for medical questions or for any assistance in any way. The masjid is the center where people come for help. Just, you know, following Islamic Foundation on social media, I know the youth group is very active in their mental health campaign, which I find, you know, fascinating. Being in the medical field myself, you know, mental health is a field that deals with a lot of stigma, and people who need the help are not able to get the help that they need. But the Islamic Foundation of Toronto has been, you know, in the front lines working for these people. My main thing that I wanted to talk about is that the Islamic Foundation of Toronto is not only a place that people come to pray, but there are many, many, many services that people benefit from that we don't even see. For instance, even their janazah service. When we come to the masjid, we just come, we pray Salah. Sometimes we see a janazah. But there's so much behind the scenes that goes on in just their janazah service, in their schools, in their Sunday school, in their halaqat, in various programs. There's so many things that are going behind the scenes that are maybe not directly benefit you, but that's having a huge impact on somebody else's life. So everybody who comes to the masjid is benefiting, not just comes to the masjid, anybody who is part of the environment is benefiting in various different ways that we may not be able to see with our own eyes, but believe me that people are being greatly benefited. But to run all these programs obviously comes at a cost. We need the Islamic Foundation of Toronto. They obviously need help in many different areas. They need help with people actually coming out with and spending time and spending their resources. And also, obviously, they need help with finances. Usually Ramadan is a time where masjids get many people to come for Salah, for Taraweeh, for Iftar, and gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also they're able to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're able to give sadaqah, they're able to give charity to the masjid so that the masjid can offer all these programs to the community at large. But now, due to our circumstances right now, since we're all at home and we're not able to go to the masjid, a lot of masjids are struggling financially. And it is our responsibility as a community to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that the masjids can continue benefiting people. So I would just like to share the phone numbers and the website that you can, you know, contribute to the Islamic Foundation of Toronto in any way you can. I understand we're all going through a difficulty right now, and for a lot of us, finance is a little bit difficult. You know, with not having the ability to go to work, and for some of us, we may not have finances. But if we do, alhamdulillah, it's a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we all know, never decreases from somebody's wealth. It only multiplies, not only in this world, but also in the hereafter. So the phone number that we can contact to donate in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is 647-468-3040. I'll repeat that again, 647-468-3040. And the other phone number is 416-988-1339. Again, that's 416-988-1339. Or you can also donate online on their website, which is www.islamicfoundation.ca. Again, that's www.islamicfoundation.ca. Jazakumullahu khairan. Thank you so much for listening to what I had to share. I hope that you benefit. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all close to the masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the opportunity to reap the blessings of this beautiful month, Ramadan Mubarak, to all of you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all safe and allow us to continue coming to the masjid when everything is cleared, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is your brother in Islam, Yusuf Badat. I'm the Imam at the Islamic Foundation of Toronto. And I hope you are enjoying the programs brought to you by the Islamic Foundation of Toronto on Radio 770 and eawaz.com. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you in this blessed month of Ramadan. May He accept our fasting. May He accept our deeds and our worship. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the best in this world and the hereafter. As you know, the Islamic Foundation of Toronto is a beacon in our communities and our societies. And the masjid has played a major role in keeping our identity alive and serving the religious, the spiritual, and the community needs here at the Islamic Foundation of Toronto. Many of our nikahs and our funerals have taken place here. Many of your children and your offspring have gone through the school here, and the madrasa, the evening madrasa, the weekend school, as well as many communities across Toronto, including the Christian, the Jewish, and the Hindu, etc., communities who have participated in the interfaith programs here, and also the relief that has been provided to those who are needy in the community. They've all taken place through the masjid here at the Islamic Foundation of Toronto. This is not a one-man show. This is not my efforts. This is not one person's efforts. This is a teamwork of every one of us in the community. And this is how masajid are sustained. And if we all do our part, then we will all have the great share of supporting the masjid and maintaining these great services. I know it's a difficult circumstance and a situation right now with the COVID-19. We are restricted to our homes. Many of us have reduced hours at work. Some of us have been laid off. So these are, inshallah, temporary challenges. And we know as Muslims, every challenge comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the test will sooner or later be removed. But the masjid needs to be maintained. Bills need to be paid. These services need to be continued, albeit online and through various volunteer programs where the meals are being provided to the needy and the various services that are taking place, the upgrades in the masjid, etc. The yearly expenses for the Islamic Foundation of Toronto with all its services and its staff and all the bills for water, hydro, all of these things is $600,000. And every year we do a fundraising in the blessed month of Ramadan. But this Ramadan is unique. We don't have the presence of the congregation. So we are appealing to each and every one of you to kindly donate, to give in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, contribute in large and small amounts, see the number on the screen, visit the Islamic Foundation website, islamicfoundation.ca, www.islamicfoundation.ca. Click the donate button and contribute whatever you can in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we have been saying, over the days, that the minimum that we all should do for the masjid is join the $1 a day campaign. And there's actually an interesting point that is made in Tafsir Madarik al-Tanzil, and that is the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran describes one of the qualities of the believers, al-munfiqeen. The believers are those who spend generously. So the question that the Imam of Tafsir Madarik al-Tanzil puts here is, how do we become amongst those who are generous? How do we become amongst those who are munfiqeen? How much do we need to spend that Allah will classify us amongst the munfiqeen, amongst those who generously spend for Allah's sake? Does it have to be once a week? Does it have to be twice a week? Does it have to be once a month? So the scholar writes in Madarik al-Tanzil, in the tafsir, that even if we give a small amount every single day, it's spending in Allah's cause. And we will be listed amongst the munfiqeen. Imagine on the Day of Judgment being resurrected and being uplifted with this title that this is a person who is munfiqeen. This is a person who was generous for Allah's sake and the services related to the masjid and fi sabilillah. So this is a month to give. أَجْوَدُ النَّاسِ وَأَجْوَدُ مَا يَكُونُ فِي رَمَضَانِ. The Prophet ﷺ was extremely generous in the blessed month of Ramadan. So we have an opportunity. Please give, donate generously, contribute every family member in your household. Encourage them to be part of this and join the $1 a day campaign. You can go directly online at islamicfoundation.ca, click the donate button and contribute, be part of this. The management is telling me that if we have 1,600 individuals who joined the $1 a day campaign, then we could easily come up with the $600,000 for the year, all the expenses regarding the year and all the projects and all the services that need to continue throughout the year with your generous contributions. You have always given, and we come back to you that you give in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the highlights of the Muslims is that we are generous. We give zakat, we give khairat, we give sadaqat, we help the poor, we help the needy. There was an article I read in the Independent, the UK Independent. And in there was a research and a survey done as to which religious community and faith community gives the most. And it came to a conclusion that it's the Muslim community. It's you, you brothers and sisters who constantly give in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So continue this great quality. And as we know, it's the promise of the Lord. It's the promise of our Creator and our Maker who has given us everything. He says, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ. Whatever you give in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will return that to you. And Allah is not like us, that we only return the amount that we've borrowed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises He will return tenfold, 700-fold. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. And in some instances, if we've really sacrificed and struggled in giving for the sake of Allah, then Allah will give us endless amounts. There's no limit in the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-sadaqatu tutfi'u ghadab ar-rab. Right now we are going through tremendous challenges with the COVID-19. One of the methods to get out of this type of challenge is to give generously in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith that I quoted, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, charity, it reduces the anger and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we know that this is a test. And one perspective is that we've made Allah upset, and that's why Allah has put us in a corner. When a child doesn't behave, we put the child in the corner, that they need to reflect, they need to think about what they did, and when they're ready, they're taken out from the corner. So similarly, perhaps we have not done what we were supposed to, and we are now all put in corners where we're isolated from one another. We cannot travel, we cannot engage in doing things that we were used to. So it's a temporary restraint, and this is a time to reflect. And one of the main things that we can reflect upon is that how can I please my Creator? How can I please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By worshiping Him, by following His commands, and by supporting anything that is related to the deen, anything that is related to Islam and the masjid. Your masjid, the Islamic Foundation of Toronto, Nugget Masjid, needs you at this particular hour. And if you help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. If you take care of the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of you. So give in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, call the hotlines, visit islamicfoundation.ca, click the donate button, and give in large and small amounts. And as I have been saying, all of us should be part of the $1 of the day campaign. May Allah bless all of you. May Allah reward your charity and accept your good deeds. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to complete the month of Ramadan with tremendous fervor, excitement, and accepted worship. And may Allah accept our du'as. And may Allah relieve the entire ummah of this difficulty, of this pandemic. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us shifa, healing, treatment. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless entire global community, the international community, with peace and prosperity, with guidance and success. Jazakumullahu khairan. This is your brother Yusuf Badat from the Islamic Foundation of Toronto. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
حق الله الله يا الله الله حق الله يا الله حق الله الله يا الله الله.
You are listening to WTOR 770 AM, Youngstown, Toronto.
COVID-19 की वैक्सीन है और आप?
मुझे कैसे पता चलेगा कि COVID-19 की वैक्सीनें महफूज हैं?
जब भी कोई नई चीज आती है तो सवालात का जहन में आना आम बात है. हम आपको आगाह करना चाहते हैं कि हेल्थ कनाडा सिर्फ उन वैक्सीनों की मंजूरी देता है जो महफूज, मुअस्सर और आला तरीन मयार की हामिल होती हैं. कनाडा अपने आला मयारात और सख्त गिर वैक्सीन के जायजे के अमल की बदौलत दुनिया भर में जाना जाता है. कोविड 19 की वैक्सीनों के बारे में canada.ca/covidvaccine पर मजीद मालूमात हासिल करें. हुकूमत कनाडा की तरफ से एक पैगाम.
कहते हैं कि माया को खींचे माया कर कर लंबे हाथ. हैरिसन द मेजेस्टिक मॉर्गेजेस के साथ रेजिडेंशियल, कमर्शियल मॉर्गेज, रीफाइनेंसिंग आपने करनी है, किसी किस्म की इन्वेस्टमेंट प्रॉपर्टी लेनी है, सारे बैंकर्स और लेंडर्स के साथ डीप ताल्लुक आता है इनके. आपको फाइनेंसिंग का बंदोबस्त दिया जाएगा और चार्जेस भी कोई नहीं देने पड़ेंगे. हैरिसन जी बड़ी कमाल की तिकड़म लड़ा सकते हैं. बस आप कॉल कर लीजिए और पैसे का रेंज हो जाएगा. $228 से $1,000 महीना कैसे बचा सकते हैं? कॉल हैरिसन Now 647-228-1000 Harry Sond of Majestic Mortgages.
Asian Food Center 905-793-1338. आपके किचन की तमाम जरूरियात एक ही छत तले. Fruits and vegetables, groceries and staples, fresh dairy and egg, favorites and confectionery, branded foods, personal care and household, sweets and samosas. Order now for in-store free pickup. 905-793-1338. Home delivery is also available. Asian Food Center 905-793-1338. Asian Food Center.
Roasted chicken, world's best spicy chicken, Albeck style. Best chicken sandwiches in GTA, 50% less greasy and oily. Roasted chicken is located at 1758 Lawrence Avenue East at Victoria Park. Delivery available with Uber, DoorDash, Skip the Dishes. Business opportunities available. For more information, call 647-748-3444. That is 647-748-3444. कहीं मॉर्गेज नहीं मिल रही, झटपट मॉर्गेज दिला के सारी मुश्किल कर देंगी आसान. 11 साल से ज्यादा तजर्बा और एक भरोसा मंद नाम. हर किस्म की रेजिडेंशियल या कमर्शियल मॉर्गेज के लिए मॉर्गेज अलायंस की जैस्मिन परमार से राब्ता करें. रीफाइनेंसिंग ऑप्शंस, रिन्यूअल ऑप्शंस, मॉर्गेज डिफिकल्टीज, डाउन पेमेंट इश्यूज, सेल्फ एम्प्लॉयड, प्राइवेट फंड, सेकेंड मॉर्गेज के लिए कॉन्टेक्ट करें मोस्ट ट्रस्टवर्दी जैस्मिन परमार से. नंबर टू कॉल 647-923-5659, 647-923-5659. लाइसेंस नंबर 10530.
Ayyo, who is the stager?
Complete home furniture and appliances, latest style, color, fabric, golden, yapper, silver, modern, traditional, contemporary furniture and decor. Complete home furniture and appliances. Must see, must visit a designer's collection and affordable price.
Seeing is believing. Complete home furniture and appliances.
No cost, free advice. 547 Steeles Avenue East in Brampton. 905-244-4663. 244-4663.
क्या आप या आपकी फैमिली डेथ, डिसेबिलिटी या क्रिटिकल इलनेस जैसी नागहानी सूरत हाल के लिए तैयार है? अगर नहीं तो सन लाइफ के प्रदीप जी का नाम याद रखिएगा 4168945872।
जी हाँ, सलाह मशवरे और किसी भी पॉलिसी के रिव्यू में मैं प्रदीप सिंह आपकी पूरी मदद करूँगा।
ट्रस्ट वर्दी ऑनेस्ट चार्टर्ड लाइफ अंडरराइटर एंड कैनेडियन हेल्थ स्पेशलिस्ट मिस्टर प्रदीप फ्रॉम सन लाइफ 4168945872।
और हर ट्यूसडे को मेरे टॉक शो में जरूर शामिल हो।
अगर आपके घर में बेड बग्स हैं या किचन में कॉकरोचेस हैं या बेसमेंट में चूहे दौड़ते फिर रहे हैं तो उसके लिए एक ही नाम याद रखिए, बायोकैम पेस्ट कंट्रोल। हम आपको बेहतरीन क्वालिटी की सर्विस बेहतरीन रेट्स पर फ्राहम करेंगे। उसके लिए डायल कीजिए 4167476600 या मुझसे यानी आलिजा से डायरेक्ट रब्ता कीजिए 6478484020
राजधानी स्वीट्स हुण खुल गया है टेक आउट सर्विसेज वास्ते मेडोवेल टाउन सेंटर ते विंस्टन चर्चिल एंड बैटलफोर्ड रोड मिसिसागा
ये है राजधानी राजधानी राजधानी
आइए टोरंटो को वैक्सीनेट करें अपनी बारी आने पर कोविड की वैक्सीन लगवाएं ऑनलाइन बुकिंग के लिए toronto.ca/covid19 पर जाएं या कॉल कीजिए 888-999-6488। आप सुन रहे हैं रमजान अल मुबारक की खुसूसी नशरियात रेडियो साज़ आवाज़ 770 AM पर। हमारे रेडियो और ई आवाज़ टीवी की नशरियात के लिए विजिट कीजिए eawaz.com। हमारी नशरियात को लोकल फोन पर सुनने के लिए डायल कीजिए 6478724900। लाइक कीजिए हमारा फेसबुक पेज ई आवाज़। आइए अब सुनते हैं एक खूबसूरत हम।
रंग है जिसका नजारा है वो अल्लाह ही तो है। रंग है जिसका नजारा है वो अल्लाह ही तो है। ढंग है जिसका निराला झुकाऊं तेरे दर पे
You are listening to WTUR 770 AM, Youngstown, Toronto.
आप सुन रहे हैं आपका अपना रेडियो 770 AM. हमारे प्रोग्राम को टोरंटो में सुनने के लिए डायल कीजिए 647-872-4900, मॉन्ट्रियल 514-907-6288. इसके अलावा कैलगरी, वैंकूवर, एडमिंटन और रिजाइना के नंबर्स आप eawaz.com की वेबसाइट पर जाके हासिल कर सकते हैं. हमारी लाइव 24 घंटे की नशियात के लिए विजिट कीजिए eawaz.com. लाइक करें फेसबुक पेज eawaz, डाउनलोड करें फ्री eawaz ऑफिशियल ऐप. रेडियो 770 AM वॉइस ऑफ कम्युनिटी. फॉर मोर डिटेल्स विजिट eawaz.com. आप सुन रहे हैं रमजान अल मुबारक की खुसूसी नशरियात रेडियो साजावाज 770 AM पर. हमारे रेडियो और ई आवाज टीवी की नशरियात के लिए विजिट कीजिए eawaz.com. हमारी नशरियात को लोकल फोन पर सुनने के लिए डायल कीजिए 647-872-4900. लाइक कीजिए हमारा फेसबुक पेज ई आवाज. अब पेशे खिदमत है एक खूबसूरत नात.
करम का करूं शुक्र कैसे अदा, इस करम का करूं शुक्र कैसे अदा, जो करम मुझ पे मेरे नबी ने किया, जो करम मुझ पे मेरे नबी ने किया, इस करम का करूं शुक्र कैसे अदा, जो करम मुझ पे मेरे नबी ने किया. मैं सजाता था सरकार की महफिलें, मुझको हर गम से रब ने بری کر دیا،
اس کرم کا کروں شکر کیسے ادا، اس کرم کا کروں شکر کیسے ادا، سیدی یا رسول اللہ، سیدی یا حبیب اللہ، سیدی یا رسول اللہ، سیدی یا حبیب اللہ۔
ذکر سرکار کی ہے بڑی برکتیں، ذکر سرکار کی ہے بڑی برکتیں، مل گئی راحتیں عظمتیں رفعتیں، مل گئی راحتیں عظمتیں رفعتیں، میں گناہگار تھا بے عمل تھا مگر مصطفیٰ نے مجھے جنتی کر دیا،
اس کرم کا کروں شکر کیسے ادا، اس کرم کا کروں شکر کیسے ادا، سیدی یا رسول اللہ، سیدی یا حبیب اللہ، سیدی یا رسول اللہ، سیدی یا حبیب اللہ۔
جو بھی آیا ہے محفل میں سرکار کی، جو بھی آیا ہے محفل میں سرکار کی، حاضری مل گئی جس کو دربار کی، حاضری مل گئی جس کو دربار کی، کوئی صدیق فاروق عثمان ہوئے اور کسی کو نبی نے علی کر دیا،
اس کرم کا کروں شکر کیسے ادا، اس کرم کا کروں شکر کیسے ادا، سیدی یا رسول اللہ، سیدی یا حبیب اللہ، سیدی یا رسول اللہ، سیدی یا حبیب اللہ۔
لمحہ لمحہ ہے مجھ پر نبی کی عطا، لمحہ لمحہ ہے مجھ پر نبی کی عطا، دوستوں اور مانگوں میں مولا سے کیا، دوستوں اور مانگوں میں مولا سے کیا، کیا یہ کم ہے کہ میرے خدا نے مجھے اپنے محبوب کا امتی کر دیا،
اس کرم کا کروں شکر کیسے ادا، اس کرم کا کروں شکر کیسے ادا، سیدی یا رسول اللہ، سیدی یا حبیب اللہ، سیدی یا رسول اللہ، سیدی یا حبیب اللہ۔
میرے شاہ مدینہ کی کیا بات ہے، میرے شاہ مدینہ کی کیا بات ہے، ان کے در سے ملی سب کو خیرات ہے، ان کے در سے ملی سب کو خیرات ہے، صدقے جاؤں انہیں آزی میں لج پال کے، ہر گدا کو سخی نے سخی کر دیا،
اس کرم کا کروں شکر کیسے ادا، اس کرم کا کروں شکر کیسے ادا، سیدی یا رسول اللہ، سیدی یا حبیب اللہ، سیدی یا رسول اللہ، سیدی یا حبیب اللہ۔
اس کرم کا کروں شکر کیسے ادا، جو کرم مجھ پہ میرے نبی نے کیا، میں سجاتا تھا سرکار کی محفلیں، مجھ کو ہر غم سے رب نے بری کر دیا،
اس کرم کا کروں شکر کیسے ادا، اس کرم کا کروں شکر کیسے ادا، سیدی یا رسول اللہ، سیدی یا حبیب اللہ سیدی یا رسول اللہ سیدی یا حبیب اللہ سیدی یا رسول اللہ سیدی یا حبیب اللہ سیدی یا رسول اللہ سیدی یا حبیب اللہ.
You are listening to WTUR 770 AM, Youngstown, Toronto.
Faizan-e-Muhammad, Faizan-e-Muhammad, Faizan-e-Muhammad. Har shakhs ki gardan pe hai ehsaan-e-Muhammad. Har shakhs ki gardan pe hai ehsaan-e-Muhammad. ہر سمت نظر آتا ہے فیضان محمد ہر سمت نظر آتا ہے فیضان محمد ممکن نہیں مجھ سے ہو بیان شان محمد جبریل امیر رہتے تھے دربان محمد ہر دور میں باطل نے بہت زور لگایا لیکن نہ بجھی مشعل قرآن محمد امت میں ابو بکر کا ثانی نہیں کوئی جو پاس تھا سب کر دیا قربان محمد ہر شخص کی گردن پہ ہے احسان محمد ہر سمت نظر آتا ہے فیضان محمد اسلام کی عظمت کو عمر نے ہے بڑھایا ہر ملک میں پھیلا دیا فرمان محمد عثمان نے ارشاد نبی سامنے رکھا سینچا ہے لہو دے کے جو بستان محمد حیدر کی شجاعت ہو کے حمزہ کی شہادت دونوں میں نظر آئی ہمیشہ نے محمد ہر شخص کی گردن پہ ہے احسان محمد ہر سمت نظر آتا ہے فیضان محمد کرتا ہے وہ اشعار میں بھی ذکر صحابہ جو بھی ہے حقیقت میں ثنا خوان محمد بڑھتی ہی رہی شان رفعنا لک ذکرک اللہ کی رحمت ہے نگہبان محمد اے میرے خدا تجھ سے یہ دانش کی دعا ہے چھوٹے نہ کبھی ہاتھ سے دامان محمد ہر شخص کی گردن پہ ہے احسان محمد ہر سمت نظر آتا ہے فیضان محمد ہر شخص کی گردن پہ ہے احسان محمد
آپ سن رہے ہیں رمضان المبارک کی خصوصی نشریات ریڈیو ساز آواز 770 AM پر ہمارے ریڈیو اور ای آواز ٹی وی کی نشریات کے لیے وزٹ کیجیے eawaz.com ہماری نشریات کو لوکل فون پر سننے کے لیے ڈائل کیجیے 6478724900 لائک کیجیے ہمارا فیس بک پیج ای آواز آئیے ہم آپ کو دعا کی جانب لے کر چلتے ہیں
ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين
اے ہمارے پروردگار ہم کو ظالم لوگوں کے ہاتھ سے آزمائش میں نہ ڈال اور اپنی رحمت سے ہمیں قوم کفار سے نجات بخش.
You are listening to WTUR 770 AM, Youngstown, Toronto.
آپ سن رہے ہیں آپ کا اپنا ریڈیو 770 AM. ہمارے پروگرام کو ٹورانٹو میں سننے کے لیے ڈائل کیجیے 6478724900, مونٹریال 514 9076288। इसके अलावा कैलगरी, वैंकूवर, एडमिंटन और रिजाना के नंबर्स आप eawaz.com की वेबसाइट पर जाके हासिल कर सकते हैं। हमारी लाइव 24 घंटे की नशियात के लिए विजिट कीजिए eawaz.com। लाइक करें फेसबुक पेज eawaz, डाउनलोड करें फ्री eawaz ऑफिशियल ऐप, रेडियो 770 AM वॉइस ऑफ कम्युनिटी। फॉर मोर डिटेल्स विजिट eawaz.com।
मांगता हूँ इलाही मैं तुझसे दुआ मांगता हूँ, करम मांगता हूँ अता मांगता हूँ इलाही मैं तुझसे मांगूंगा तुझसे तो मांगूंगा किसे, तेरा हूँ मैं तुझसे दुआ मांगता हूँ, करम मांगता हूँ अता मांगता हूँ तुझसे दुआ मांगता हूँ, जो मुफलिस है उनको तू दौलत अता कर, जो बीमार है उनको सेहत अता कर, मरीजों की खातिर शिफा मांगता हूँ, इलाही मैं तुझसे दुआ मांगता हूँ,
करम मांगता हूँ अता मांगता हूँ इलाही मैं तुझसे दुआ
सब पे करम एक सा मांगता हूँ, इलाही मैं तुझसे दुआ मांगता हूँ,
करम मांगता हूँ अता मांगता हूँ तुझसे दुआ मांगता हूँ।
WTOR Youngstown Toronto now concludes a full day of broadcasting activities. WTOR is owned and operated by Birosh Broadcasting Corporation and operates on an assigned frequency of 770 kilohertz as authorized by the Federal Communications Commission, Washington, D.C. Do join us again in the morning hours when we resume with the sounds of our world in words and in music.